Hello, big crowd. I thought this evening I would, what provoked me to kind of look at this topic, it's a huge topic, and I'm just going to touch on a couple things in reference to it, but obviously I'm doing the Bible study Sunday night in Romans chapter 8, and it got me thinking about the Spirit of God. And so it's not... in light of that, I was thinking of spiritual, or the idea of being spiritual, not spiritualism. We know that that is a trend in the world today. Spiritualism, it's kind of like an individual thing, looking in yourself, and it's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about being spiritual. And so I'd ask the question, I asked myself the question, am I spiritual? Then I got thinking, what is the Spirit's work in the world? We know that in John it says the Spirit is here to convict the world of sin, righteousness, judgment. But I'm thinking more in lines of what the Spirit's role is in the Christian. We know when the Lord Jesus ascended, he said, I'm going to send a comforter. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and started to indwell people. Think about that. Part of the triune God, when you were saved, actually takes up a residence in you. That is quite a thing. I think if we could really get a hold of that, it made me think about that a lot and what the idea. I want to turn just to Galatians to start. Galatians chapter 3. In reference to the Spirit of God and the fruits of the Spirit, we all know them. Most of us could quote that verse, but let's just read it, and then we'll talk a little bit more on in light of the Spirit of God and the fruits of the Spirit and how that actually should play out in our lives. Nothing new here this evening, but I think profitable to kind of look at this subject in a personal way. Galatians chapter 3. And verse 22 reads this. But the Scripture has shut up everyone under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was later to be revealed. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. I am in the wrong spot here.
Chapter 5, sorry.
Let's go to chapter 5, verse 22. I just started reading. That's not where I'm going. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. When we were saved, we were given the Holy Spirit. It came in. It's called the Spirit of life. It's also referred to as a Spirit of liberty. Here's a quote. Is it possible to be born of the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, sealed with the Spirit, and yet be without the filling of the Spirit? Let me read that again. Is it possible to be born of the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, sealed with the Spirit, and yet be without the filling of the Spirit? And I would say a resounding yes, that is possible. We know the natural man is not saved, but then it gives a description of two other men, the carnal man and the spiritual man. The carnal man, described in, I think it's in Romans, is a Christian who has never grown. In Corinthians it talks about, I'd like to feed you meat, but you're just babes, you can't take it in. And sometimes the carnal Christian is very much the same as the natural man from the outward appearance, isn't he? There's really no fruit. And so when we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, I want to confirm that that is not of the flesh. It was given to us. The fruits of the Spirit are given. Here's another quote. True spirituality does not consist in what one does not do. It is rather in what one does. So the outworking, so someone gets saved and they don't go to the bars, they don't smoke, they live a clean life, they come to all the meetings. Does that mean that they're spiritual? No. You could attend every meeting here, and you could fill the pew, and you could be not spiritual. Spiritual is something that the fruits of the Spirit were given by God for expression, for the outworking in a Christian's life. It's not something that you had prior to salvation. It's something that was given to you. And the idea of the fruits of the Spirit is they're at our disposal to live them out through the power of God. But is there outworking of the fruits of the Spirit in your life? It's an expression of what you are as a Christian. What links our partnership to the Lord Jesus? It's his death on the cross, obviously, for salvation. But what beyond that links us to him? The fruits of the Spirit, are they his? Are they typical of who the Lord Jesus is? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness. Those are things that you did not possess. Now, the world has an element of that, but there's no eternal value in their goodness because they are in the flesh. They're natural man. They've never experienced God's salvation. But when you are saved, the outworking of these things is basically what God has given you. It's typical of the Lord Jesus and his life, and we're to be conformed to the image of him. So the fruits of the Spirit are there for us. And I would just simply ask you this. Are those things evident in my life, in your life? It's an outworking. It's an expression. I wrote this down. Spirituality is not gained by struggling to obey a set of rules. It is to be claimed. What hinders Christians, saved people, from or carnal Christians, let's say, for example, what hinders those people from expressing the fruits of the Spirit? Well, I want to answer that by saying what spirituality isn't. Because by explaining that, we'll know what it is. And we know that it's an expression of the fruits of the Spirit. You know, these people that are very pious and don't get amused with anything, they're very serious people. Is that spiritual? Is that like absolutely spiritual? I'm not saying it isn't, but it's not by abiding by and being pious and being no fun. Like, I think of the young people, are they allowed to be excited and have fun? Does that mean that they're not spiritual? No. God has given us things that we can enjoy in this life. So that doesn't make one spiritual or less spiritual or more spiritual. I want to think about this idea of, I think it's in the youth primarily, maybe it's in the adults too. It is. We want to be amused, don't we? We want to enjoy life to its fullest. And I'm not saying that's bad, but what happens when you express the fruits of the Spirit in your life, the things that have no eternal value become less. Does that mean that you never go on vacation? No. But we call it in our house kingdom work, things that we're doing for eternal value. And so when you express the fruits of the Spirit in your life, the things that are trivial, that are not sin, but are of no value for eternity, become less in your life. I think that is an indication of a spiritual man. Expressing the love of God to others, showing kindness, serving in the assembly, all these things, what happens is it's just displacement, isn't it? What you want to do in your life for amusement or fun becomes less, and you start to express the fruits of the Spirit more in your life because you just don't have time. There's only so many hours in the day. And so you tend to do, if you're a spiritual man and you want to serve God, they displace things of lesser value. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think that they're not, it's not that they're sin, just that they become less in your life because you are displaying what God has given you. You can claim the fruits of the Spirit, by the way. They're in there. Are you expressing them is the real question. And we can go to Romans, and we're going to do that in Romans chapter 8, talking about the flesh and the spirit and the war against each other. But we have a victory because we're indwelt by something we never had before. We have the power to live spiritual lives. Who's an example of a spiritual guy? There's many examples. Abraham, Enoch was taken up to heaven because God was so pleased with him, he was spiritual. But I love this little example. I was hoping Jaden was here tonight, actually, because in this little passage in Acts, there were seven men that were delegated for a work, and Stephen gives his defense in the gospel in chapter 7 of Acts. Let's just turn there for a sec. Acts chapter 7. There's one verse I want to read there. So Stephen gives a great defense in the gospel, and there's lots of... it says, the people here, after he had given his sermon, now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him. But listen to this verse. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven, and what did he do? He saw the glory of God. If you want to live a spirit-filled life, then look to the Lord Jesus for the power. And what did Stephen do after? These men were obviously going to kill him, and he was murdered. But he gazed up and he said, and he looked and he's seen the glory of God. What a statement. Travis, you're just coming on the tail end. You missed everything. Where is he? Where did Travis just sit down? I'm on the end of my message. You can have my notes. I don't want to be long tonight. What can we conclude about the fruits of the Spirit or living spiritual? I just put this. Claim the fruits of the Spirit in your life. They're yours for the taking. If you want to outwork them, express them through the power of God, that's at your disposal. You can do that. You've been given something you never had before. And you've been given access to the power to live them. So I would just suggest this. Claim them. All those things. Claim them as yours. You've been given them because God lives in you now. And he never did before. They're from God and express them life through his power. Don't just stop doing the things that you didn't do before you were saved. I know this is Christianity 101, but not sinning doesn't mean that you're spiritual. Not sinning doesn't mean that you're spiritual. Plain and simple. If you are just not doing the things you're doing and no expression of the love of God in your life, or serving, or kindness, or all those fruits that you've been actually at your disposal, are you a spiritual man or are you just a carnal man? Maybe there's no difference, because you know what? Let's be honest. There are lots of good people out there. Good living people that would actually put Christians to shame. There's very little difference between a carnal Christian and one that's not even saved at times. Don't just stop sinning. Start living out your life through the life that you've been given. It's a life of freedom. You know when I get saved? This is what I thought. I used to go to a lot of clubs. I'm not proud of that. But when I got saved, this is what I realized. I don't have to do that anymore. Because I have freedom to live for the King of Kings. It is freedom to be saved. There is great freedom. Lots of people would look inside. You go to church 3 or 4 times a week? What? For what? Once a week's fine. No. If you express the fruits of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is loving your brothers and sisters. Now, do we always agree, or do we chafe against people at times? Absolutely. But I want to tell you, I love everyone here because the love of Christ is part of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We can say that we love our brothers and sisters because Christ was the greatest example, wasn't he, when he gave his life for us. Claim the promises of God, I would say that. Claim the fruits of the Spirit in your life. Live them out. And God is well pleased with that. I hope I've been an encouragement. This little look at this has been, we'll probably talk more of it when we do a Sunday night about the Spirit of God in your life, but it is something that you've been given. You have full access to it through his power to live it out, express it. Let's just close in prayer. Father, we thank thee for your word. We thank thee for the triune God, the Holy Spirit that lives within us and gives us power in our lives. Father, not power to not to clean up, but to live a life pleasing to you, Father. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for the salvation that he has provided. And Father, we look forward to the day when we will see him. And the one that we've served, we trust that when we meet him, we will have served him well on planet Earth. We pray these things in Jesus' name.